And if you can believe this headline from today's Financial Times on fraud and airline trays, evidence that hundreds of millions of dollars from the Kabul bank made it out of the country in airline food trays. That's right. Cash was in there. No actual food. Part of a money laundering prospect that indicates corruption at the Kabul bank. Mark Rosenberg from our partner, The New York Times, is in Kabul. Matt, thanks for joining us. This bank was made to be a showcase institution, but what went wrong?
Afghanistan didn't have modern banks in 2001. It had these traditional money transfer outfits. And one of the things the U.S. and the West tried to do was build a modern financial sector. And Kabul Bank grew to be its biggest. A lot of these people had never had a bank account before. And its collapse kind of shook the faith of a country that at the time it collapsed, only 10% of its financial sector was in kind of modern banks. And it really did shake people's faith in this idea that modern consumer capitalism, which is what we tried to bring here, could work.
So yet another message and idea from the West not only doesn't work, but actually ends up stealing from the people and making them less likely to go down this road under any circumstances.
Pretty much. I mean, it was another sign to a lot of Afghans that we were bringing crony capitalism here, not free markets. And that we may say, you know, the Americans say, well, we want corruption cleaned up. We want these corrupt people put in jail. But Afghans look around and say, wait, the whole government's corrupt. You guys support the government. You're really powerful. How come you haven't stopped it?
Why does Karzai tolerate this, since it seems to be among people who one would think he has some influence with?
First of all, it's among his family. His brother owned 7% of the bank, one of his brothers. There are a lot of people who would tell you that this is a country that's still run largely on patronage. And to keep his power base in line, he needs to be the master handing out a lot of patronage. And this is one way you do it. And the third set of arguments is that he is ultimately a very sensitive person. And he wants to believe in redemption and goodness. And that, for example, when this scandal emerged, he called in the two owners of the bank who'd stolen, probably $500,000 or more, and said, if you give back all your money, I'll forgive you and this will go away. You know, that's his way of settling disputes.
Did it happen?
No. They're both on trial now. The guy who founded the bank is a world-class poker player who is wanted in Russia for another financial failure back in the 90s or 80s or 90s. I'm not sure exactly when. He founded this bank. He brought in his bodyguard as his chief executive eventually. And the two of them had a falling out in 2010. And the other two big shareholders were a brother of the president and a brother of the vice president. They sided with the chief executive. So the chairman, the poker player, realizing he was going to lose the bank, walked into the American embassy and told them everything. And that's how this all started unraveling.
So it is about redemption, although it's more the poker player's style of redemption rather than any sort of religious notion of redemption.
Revenge might be a better word. The betting money or the good money around here is on him being evicted and that he will end up in prison.
Matt Rosenberg in Kabul for our partner, The New York Times. He's seen the report on the Kabul Bank in Afghanistan, which apparently lost most of $900 million going to a handful of people with close ties to President Hamid Karzai. Matt Rosenberg, thanks so much.
Thank you.